Blog Talk Radio.
Cause we're a goal for speaking for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches in the zombies eating all shit. Think we twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bring it dog, cause we're a goal for speaking for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches in the zombies eating all shit. Think we twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Yo, motherfucker, going hard, crack shit, my shit's raw, no protection. This KR, bitch, we be worldwide. We be going nowhere, so just enjoy the ride. The world's just laying there, rolling for the day.
Spitting off the wickedness, they keep it realistic. Didn't see his girls, I'm throwing pistols. Horror is losing it, I'm trying to spread the message to more. And it's fine, it's falling off the fucking rain. I get mad, lose rain, storm, flashing, cutting, chopping, something. Turn around, we're doing nothing. Watch me fucking fuck on any type of fucking repercussions. Wickedness of witches, with the wicked shit. Wicked wishes, no predictions, how the fuck. We be living here at top of the seat, man. With the darkness flow, strictly spitting wicked shit from a jug alone. Representing for myself, coming up real self. Fucking with me, it's bad for your health. You should already know that by the shit that you heard. You never fucking learned, it's a verbal fucking burn. I'm spitting wicked shit with a hint of black magic. Ride a fucking radio, yeah, what up, Havoc?
Havoc getting ghetto G, what a good mix.
What up, Havoc?
We always keep it real, y'all, folks, we faith in. We bringing that wicked shit to your ear holes. Shang's on style, we consuming all them souls. I'm a cocky motherfucker, you can call me Kanye. Turn to the ride of radio, you know where the talent stay. Always on the phone in the middle of the night. If you're hating, bitch, well, we can fucking fight. We drawing no men with the legs in our picks.
Bring it, dog, cause we're going speaking for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches in the zombies eating off your dick. We twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bring it, dog, cause we're speaking for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches in the zombies eating off your dick. Twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Spinning that shit that's harder than the devil. So tune the fuck in, bitch, shit on our level.
Whoop, whoop. Yo, what's good, motherfuckers? Welcome to the Wraith's favorite fucking show, Juggalo Rider Radio. I'm your host, Havoc. Your co-host, Gil G.
Yo, join us whenever the fuck he joins us. Simple as that.
But, I should be going some tracks here. I got a new artist to bring to y'all. I was a little young. I don't exactly know his age. But, kid's got fucking talent. Can't lie about that. So, this is Nikki V, the kid of hip hop, aka the son of Tasha Lynn. After this, we're going to track and track. And then afterwards, I will introduce a new track as well. Another new track. So, here we go. Jump.
Where my homies at? Put your hands up now, who's on the back? Where my homies at?
Yara boy. New England, East Coast Sins Movement. What the fuck is up? Yara, yara, yara.
Every day I live is like a party. Catch me at the club trying to holler at somebody. Nah, just kidding. You can catch me at the bar straight chilling, trying to find two women to bring back to my apartment. We don't pronounce our R's. Colorful like crayons, it ain't hard to see us. We don't pronounce our R's. Colorful like crayons, it ain't hard to see us. Who is the track that's big P crack in the outland? Came back on that shit. Super retarded, doo-doo dumb. I'ma show y'all just where I'm from. Massachusetts, right by the ocean. Do our own thing, skip slow motion. Drink that potion, pour it up. Jolly Ranger's purple tux. Seat laid back with my window crack, and I lean up in my ride. I turn the volume up, and then I open the door, and then I hop up out the side. I can't lie, I ghost ride the whip. Up and down the strip as you feel that shit. Go fucking crazy, shaking, dressing, geek,
every day I live is like a party. Catch me at the club trying to holler at somebody. Nah, just kidding. You can catch me at the bar straight chilling, trying to find two women to bring back to my apartment. We don't pronounce our R's. Colorful like crayons, it ain't hard to see us. We don't pronounce our R's. Colorful like crayons, it ain't hard to see us.
I roll up to the party, stinking like tequila. One thing on my cranium is leaving with Senorita Bonita Latina Chica. I need you for the weekend. Got 2 10 packs of pins, and your friends know what it is. And you know they're invited too, cause once I'm on two, there's no telling what we gonna do. Let's start in the pool, oh, and then move it to the study. Your girl shit ass ugly, have her sit back and study.
I can't see, I'm gonna one on one space, run up, run, but I cut 20, I'm cuffed, right? Then the dungeon gets straight down the best one, it's just a different, let's go, let's get it. Wiggly, we don't have house, like it's New York, like half in time, don't pop the car, or even in drive, ghost ride, which straight to one side. In the states where we live, I can swim, heavy pimpin' and take right down, pick you up when I'm drinking on my drink, when I set up a window to call for.
Every day I live is like a party. Catch me at the club trying to holler at somebody. Nah, just kidding. You can catch me at the bar straight chilling, trying to find two women to bring back to my apartment. We don't pronounce our R's. Colorful like crayons, it ain't hard to see us. We don't pronounce our R's. Colorful like crayons, it ain't hard to see us.
Ghost riding the whip in winter conditions. Candy flipping, canary yellow paint dripping.
Drip down.
Big jackets and gloves, though. Relaxing on 24s, I'm working on second dome. We rolling into the party. Hoes be getting a little bit rowdy, showing off their bodies. No, they can find me in that rag top. But whenever that sun be coming around, I'm steadily hitting switches. So we rolling rag down. You like how that sounds? The way that we running everything from the six to downtown. Got white butterflies in the orange kangaroo. Sun, green, Superman's nearly anything to choose from. Listen up, I do dumb. Might be dang, flavors like that ice cream man. I ain't playing, y'all I saying? Understand, playing the game. I do dumb. Hypey dang, flavors like that ice cream man. I ain't playing, y'all I saying? Understand, playing the game. Every day y'all live is like a party.
Put your mother in the state, Jackie, you punk ass white boy. Come in and tell me that if I fuck you in your ass, you punk. You faggot. You can't touch me, you're not man enough. I eat your ass on the lobby, bitch. Fuck you, you hoe. Come and say in my face, I fuck you your ass for everybody. You bitch. Come on, you bitch. You scared coward. You're not man enough to fuck with me. You can't last 2 minutes in my world, bitch. Look at you scared now, you hoe. Scared like a little white pussy. Scared of the real man. I'll fuck you till you love me, faggot.
They say that when there's no more room in hell, the dead will walk the earth. This is the day of the dead.
Nothing to fear but fear itself on the day of the dead. They say there's no rest for the wicked, it's the day of the dead. They say that life is self-inflicted on the day of the dead. The devil disguises himself as God, it's the day of the dead.
thunder, then no conflicts. Think about this life that you call hell and all those things it means. Inside your mind is where you find them screams and broken dreams. Last breath, tell all these people how you live in. Call it karma, tenfold some off and call it sin. And despite your belief, 3/6 off the mark of the beast. The dead increase, project dead man walks amongst the deceased. Bodies crawling from mud, victims tainted with blood. Murder victims resurrected from shallow graves in the woods. You thought you had it all figured out when you was young and never thought you'd see the day when you faded out. But it's upon us, like prophecies of Nostradamus. Truth hurts when it's honest, death and disease is chronic. Day of the dead, plunge in, don't be misled. Don't be afraid of the shadow that's cast upon your deathbed.
Nothing to fear but your religion. On the day of the dead, controls who you judge and then you murder. It's the day of the dead, the evil upon you is what you're preaching. On the day of the dead, hatred towards others is what you're teaching. It's the day of the dead.
Circle above the sky turns green. 45 seconds of life, try to figure out what the fuck it means. Asphyxiation of your soul emerged in misery. Try to find someone to blame for life's conspiracies.
Judgment, it is upon us. Judgment, it is ahead. Judgment, it is the device built inside your head.
Self-destruction and self-infliction, fact of fiction. Immaculate conception or Christ's crucifixion. Your eyes bleed on red knees, you pray. Two worlds collide like suicide, the crossroads you lay. Ashes to ashes and dust to dust. Rest in peace, motherfucker. Confession will make your skull crush.
Nothing to fear but fear itself. I'm the name of death. They say there's no rest for the wicked. It's the day of death. They say that life is self-inflicted. I'm the day of death. The devil disguises himself as God. It's the day of death.
Yeah, I don't know anything else. Why? I wish that you could be living. And I wish that we were living. Why?
Everyone wants to have the escape.
And we are back. What's going on, Casket?
What's up, Havoc? How's it going?
Chilling, man. Watching WrestleMania 15.
Oh, there you go. WrestleMania 15. You're just making it up in the list on those pay-per-views now, aren't you?
Hell yeah, man.
Yeah, I was just watching today. I was watching the Legends of Wrestling, the Roundtable. It was Hulk Hogan and what's his name there? The old dude. I'm trying to think. Way back in the day. The dude that won the title from Superstar Billy Graham.
Ah, shit.
He's from Connecticut.
Oh, man, I can't even think who it is.
Jesus, hold on a second. I can't even think. Well, anyways, yeah, I was watching that earlier today. That was actually kind of interesting. The fact that they were hound-dogging Hogan's balls so bad is ridiculous.
Bob Backlund,
that is it. You ever seen
commercial
he does for the, he lives up around where I live in Connecticut, but he does a commercial for like some fucking auto body shop, and he's on there like doing like a legit wrestling promo. and it's like how his promos, like, remember how his promos were with the shit, like with his, like, his work he did with Bret Hart? Where he was like a crazy madman.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does his promos like that, but it's like it's promos for the fucking the auto body shop, and it's so over the top and ridiculous. I watched the commercial once and I never saw it again. So I'm guessing they were like, yeah, that can't be played anymore.
Hell yeah, man. But yeah, man, so what do you think we get into this track, man?
Well, this is it's Voices. It's a cypher that we did last night. Actually, believe it or not, we did it last night. It's me, Steady Going Crazy, and Scrape. Scrape's the newer guy that I just met actually literally last night. He's a pretty dope rapper too. But yeah, we had some fun doing it. It was great.
Hell yeah! So here we go. This is Voices.
Streets to make a run. I'm a monster. I'm what nightmares are made of. Scary shit, cut you in half, cause casket wouldn't let you fit.
I'm so sick that I'll make you puke, leaving dead bodies hanging from a noose. Sick ass motherfucker on the loose, screwed up in the head from alcohol abuse.
Yo, I'm hearing voices, yo, what the fuck you saying? Distorted words project through a space that is vacant. Noises leaking through the walls of scary energy. No schizophrenia, I'm one with my entity.
Lately I've been hearing voices, and my head is weak. Growing stronger as I'm trying not to let it leak. As I hear a medic speak, saying that I'm medically insane, but I'll get it out and let it out eventually.
I know you want to enter, but I can't let you in. My mind thinks the matter, I'm gone with the wind. I know you want to enter, but I can't let you in. My mind thinks the matter, I'm gone with the wind. But I can't let you in. My mind thinks the matter, I'm gone with the wind. I know you want to enter, but I can't let you in.
So please don't push me.
These voices, they keep telling me to kill. I tell myself they're fake, but they feel so real. I made a deal with the motherfucking devil, and now I see upon his level.
These creepy dark voices got me popping Xannies, man. Trying to drag it through a mirror like Candyman. I'm burning up like I hopped out a furnace. Juggling chainsaws, coming out a circus.
The voices continue, I find myself going loco. Trying to survive in this life, I know there's no hope. As long as the words are repeating themselves, see, there's nowhere to turn and there's nowhere to help me.
Yo, don't push me, you won't like the outcome. This demon within pitted y'all without one. Without sun, be no light on this evil. Yo, these rhymes intertwine, not fine, I'm fucking
legal. I know you want to enter, but I can't let you in. My mind thinks the matter, I'm gone with the wind. I know you want to enter, but I can't let you in. My mind thinks the matter, I'm gone with the wind. I know you want to enter, but I can't let you in. My mind thinks the matter, I'm gone with the wind. I know you want to enter, but I can't let you in.
So please don't push me.
Try to help me, but find that there's no chance. Like I'm broken from choking myself with both hands. Try to talk sense to me, mentally I'm too gone. In this game, I'm a king, taking on you pawns.
Dropping bombs, I try to keep calm. Got a handful of thumbtacks glued to my palms. Bitch smacking rappers who claiming that they psycho. Crushing up light bulbs and stabbing at your eyeballs.
I spit octane, not same, medulla oblongata. Gotta do it when I gotta, they don't like me popping vodka. Got a locker full of secret weapons. No need discretion, and you like to breathe, so you better keep on stepping.
I'ma keep you guessing as I teach my lesson. My mind is a weapon, now join the session. Fuck your possession, I got the fire. I'm the king, bitch, now call me fire.
I know you want to enter, but I can't let you in. My mind thinks the matter, I'm gone with the wind. I know you want to enter, but I can't let you in. My mind thinks the matter, I'm gone with the wind. I know you want to enter, but I can't let you in. My mind thinks the matter, I'm gone with the wind. I know you want to enter, but I can't let you in.
So please don't push me.
But I can't let you in. My mind thinks the matter, I'm gone with the wind. I know you want to enter, but I can't let you in. My mind thinks the matter, I'm gone with the wind. I know you want to enter, but I can't let you in. My mind thinks the matter, I'm gone with the wind. I know you want to enter, but I can't let you in.
So please don't push me.
And we are back.
So what'd you think?
It's pretty dope, man. I can't lie, it's definitely a dope-ass track.
Yeah. We're working on shooting a video for it next.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we started shooting a little bit last night while we were up here in the studio recording, and probably finishing it up probably within the next couple weeks or so. I don't know, I got some shit I got to do next week, but should be.
Hell yeah, man. Definitely do that shit up, man.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it looks like the Hightown, the Blazing Confused soundtrack is not going to happen for me.
Why not?
Well, the dude that was supposed to do the track with me never hit me up. He was supposed to come over here and record it, never hit me up or whatever, and I was like, oh, whatever, you know. And deadline's tomorrow. Deadline's tomorrow, and I don't really have time to throw shit together right now and do it.
Understandable.
Yep. Yeah, so that's not going to happen for me. At least not this year. Maybe next year.
Well, if the, you know, if they do one next year, I mean, you never know.
You never know. Be Loco might change shit up and, you know, not do another one. Who knows? I know they're having their annual kickball shit going on, like, in 2 weeks, some shit like that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely going down.
I don't know why the hell they're holding it over in Rhode Island, though.
They always do.
Oh, do they? Always? Is it always the same place in Rhode Island?
Normally, yeah.
Yeah. That's cool. Yeah, because he hit me up and invited me to it. I was like, yeah, man. I was like, I'd go, but, like, I literally would be just coming back from New Hampshire, and I'd have to drive an extra hour and a half out to Rhode Island.
Well, yeah.
And I was like, I don't feel like driving that much.
Yeah, no, I don't blame you.
Yeah. But yeah, that
look,
was a track.
Street Posse.
Yeah. Huh?
Said, look, it's the Mean Street Posse. Worst
oh,
motherfucker.
Fucking God, those fucking pussies. Oh, I haven't heard that name in a long time. Shane McMahon's fucking high school friends, boyhood friends, is what they were supposed to be?
I don't know what the fuck they were supposed to be, but they didn't make it anything.
Remember they had one of them hold like the hardcore title?
Yeah, I remember that.
That wasn't hardcore at all.
Yeah, no, that was Pete Gare.
Yeah. Talk about bad gimmicks.
Back in, actually, Pete Gare actually held that title about 2 times, actually.
Did he? Was it 2 times?
Yep.
So Ghetto G decided not to call to tune in tonight and help you out with co-hosting duties, huh?
No, he'll be here. Ghetto calls in. Well, he calls in whenever the hell he wants to call in sometimes.
Yeah.
But it turns out, two members of. Wait, no. 3 members of the fucking Main Street Posse held the fucking hardcore title.
Oh, shit. Wow.
Pete Gass, Rodney, Joey Ebbs.
You know what? That's some funny shit. I talk about Shane McMahon with silver spoon in his mouth. When that motherfucker jumped off the fucking, was it like 50 feet on top of Big Show?
Yep.
He definitely didn't have no silver spoon in his mouth then. That was like his dad like saying, you got to take that bump, whether you like it or not.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I give him props, man, because he definitely did not have any formal training at all, and he got in the ring with all those dudes. Like, look what happened with him and Kurt Angle.
He has had some training, because, I mean, you got to look at it this way. He's been in matches with, X-Pac and all them before.
Yeah. Well, that shit with Kurt Angle was kind of funny, but at the same time, it must have sucked, because the first time he tried to throw, the glass wasn't even supposed to break, was it?
No.
Yeah, it fucking broke on him and everything. He got fucked up. And didn't he go through like 2 more after?
I think so.
Yeah. Shit, man, they need to bring back shit like that, dude.
It'd be nice.
Right?
But I don't see it happening.
Not in the PG era.
Nope.
So what happened
on
SmackDown tonight? I missed it. I wasn't watching it. I don't usually watch SmackDown.
Eh, not too much. I mean, they had gay-ass Roman Reigns versus fucking Mark Henry.
Did he win with a spear or a Superman punch?
Spear, as always.
Spear.
I
bet that match was kind of boring since he's not really that good.
Seth Rollins took on Batista.
Yeah, apparently they're keeping Batista on longer.
Yeah. Well, I think Batista's going to stay and, at least until he gets, you know, a fucking title.
Yeah. He's fucking pissed right now, according to some dirt sheets online, dude. He's fucking mad because he was promised the title and everything else, and WWE's not holding up any of their bargain with him at all.
Yeah.
That might sway, if that's true, that might sway Goldberg away from re-signing for WrestleMania fucking 31.
And I don't see Goldberg fucking re-signing, period.
Well, you know, Goldberg wasn't even, yeah, he was never that good at all. Like, you know, I'll never forget, did you see the match on Nitro with fucking William Regal actually, like, fucking didn't want a job for him at first?
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, that shit was funny. Now, because you know what would happen is they'd bring Goldberg back, and then they'd be like, oh, we got to have a good match with Brock Lesnar. And it's just like, no, we saw this. It was terrible. We don't want it.
Yeah.
Like, even if they did put their heart into a match, the fact that the last time they had a match together, it was so fucking terrible that everybody's just going to turn everybody off anyways.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. And it's like the matches Goldberg had with Triple H. It felt more like Triple H was carrying that match than anything.
Yeah, I think he was.
Well, Goldberg wasn't really well-rounded in the ring in the first place at all.
He never was.
No, he came in, did a couple power moves, and that was about it. It was like the match he had with The Rock. And it was like, you know, I didn't think the match was that great, and I really didn't think it would be in the first place because obviously The Rock had to carry that match, and Rock's not really always been that great about carrying matches on his own.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. Fucking Goldberg. They'll do anything to try to make a buck nowadays, man. You know what? If the Blue Meanie got big, they would probably throw the Blue Meanie on there.
I think we've seen a Blue Meanie enough times nowadays.
Next thing you know, they're going to... I'm surprised they don't ever want to work with ICP anymore.
Well, I mean, they probably would be. That's what I think. You know, ICP, you know, they've got their own company going on for wrestling.
Yeah.
So,
well, you know...
You
don't see a Raw or SmackDown without a Hatchet Man sign somewhere in the crowd.
That's true.
At least one. You never see one with at least one. You know. The way WCW carried ICP back in the day was just bad. Like getting demolished by Goldberg and shit like that. That was dumb.
Yeah, but you know, but at the same time, they've also been part of ECW as well too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, man, I remember back at the Bang Pound Boom tour, I went to that, and I got this, Shaggy? I think Shaggy fucking leg dropped a dude through a table. While they were playing To Catch a Predator. Like, this dude was dressed up in, like, a suit and everything, and he had Funyuns and condoms, and he's chasing these, like, two chicks around the stage the whole time. And then Corporal Robinson came out and, like, started fucking him up and then laid him across the table and brought a ladder out. And Shaggy climbed to the top of the ladder and fucking leg dropped him right on stage.
Yeah. Well, fucking WrestleMania 15 didn't want to work anymore, so I've switched over to Bad Blood from fucking 97.
The network sometimes won't even work half the time when I try to use it.
Yeah, there's times that we're just completely freezes or
like,
fucking buffers too much.
It will work fine on my laptop, but when I try to watch it on Xbox, forget about it. I have to sit there and wait for like 10, 15 minutes for it to fucking load.
This is why I watch it on my PS3.
Well, yeah.
Shut up, Vince McMahon.
I think I'm gonna go up and go to bed. It's been a long day for me.
I
gotta get up early. I got to start packing tomorrow. I'm heading up to New Hampshire, so.
That's understandable. All right, homie.
All right, I'll talk to you later, man.
Bye, man. Peace. All right, so let's see. Damn it, Vince McMahon, shut up. Well, I guess I'm going to go to the track. Do like we usually do. This is Leslie Roy with Misfit.
Yeah. show these bitches I'm the reason fluid's leaking now. I brought my homies with me, yeah, the goons are creeping now. I got my hands around their necks, I think they sleeping now. There will be no more disrespect to me from here on now. Everybody want what they can't get. Where the bees wanna rap but they can't spit. They try to act hard like the bad shit, but they're running like a bitch with a Mac hit. Why do they think that they better than us? Showing respect is just never enough. The motto I follow when choppers we trust. Hit them with hollows, put them in the dust.
Bow down. They're when they call the king of Babylon. The scarecrow bitches, here comes Abaddon. Yeah, motherfuckers, this is judgment day. On your knees to Jesus, non-believers better learn to pray. The anti-antichrist with a monster pumping a taste for blood. You want some good advice, don't bust with a dude who plays in mud. The southern devil with a shovel and a pine box. Bury in the competition, this is where you'll find Doc.
Yeah, see, I'll put these niggas in caskets. Anybody in the way better pray that they don't get their back hit. Cause I ain't fucking round, been rocking that fuck you sound. Fuck you clown, go in a minute, I kill a nigga and put it down. This ain't a game, we ain't playing, leave them tangled up. I'm running deep with TCH, don't find them mangled up. They ran their mouth, but we got as soon as the flames hit. And I'm a little bit mindless to the violence, I'll leave them brainless.
Like a volley, I'ma serve them, the shoddy's body, the vermin. We remain in sucker free, make these fuckers bleed from their sternum. Releasing what I've turned up by squeezing free from the burner to a busy underground like my only child who was murdered.
Middle finger with a wrist slit,
spitting at a riddle to reflect the pawn.
They say I'm a misfit,
looking like this from a weapon deception con.
The blasphemous with grievance is psycho Jesus, the underground heathen and only God to believe in.
That lyrical surgery served to be serpent purposely, verbally murk MCs hurling Hercules words in first degree. Murder versus no perjury, one is producers perfect, beat them perfectly, the perfect person with perfect precision, certainly. I'm a savage animal with ammo that's from the mandible. I'm Rambo and Hannibal wrapped up in the one, and I go hammer on any amateur caliber rapper and his clone. Liquid assassin attacking, leaving fragments of bones.
I'm gonna fuck it. All the blood up on the floor, a fucking catapult. They call me Bruce because they think I'm really two-faced. Standing in my cave smoking weed, I think I'm white, man. A dark night, doing good, think I'm doing bad. Damn, blame for shit, a lord, all of that. I'm the crocodile hunter and I think Rocky. Where's my fucking beer, mate? Put your fucking arms up.
Stop hitting in me your ears, all I need is just 1 second. I'm gonna show you why I'm finally being recognized. Whitney's the realest, all these other chicks, they be disguised. I'm here on a mission, back with a vengeance, don't even be surprised. Who's the girl with the flip-flops on? Why won't everybody with a hip-hop song? Came from the bottom, got my chest top on. I know I'm gonna blow, but it's just not long. Rock on, cause I came to rage. I get hyped, you can blame my age. Wait, balls in the booth, I stay insane. That's off, I'm crazy brain.
Bang, bang, rhymes just rang out, I threw it. Who the fuck is him? That's how I see his influence. When I insert berserk like I'm stupid, going all dumb. Blast on my subcock back, I knew it. Cause I'm a worst enemy, I came to do it. Cause you're my worst enemy and simply stupid. Cause I'm a worst enemy. Blast that, that, fighter, fighter. Duck and weed, fighter, fighter. These words like bees, sting MCs, niggas freeze like getting hit with their 50,000 votes like please. Ain't no way to get faster, I slow. Zip line in and wipe off the combo. I'm not mad, that hoes a psycho. Kiss my ass, I'm gon' suck a psycho.
And I rep my team, yeah. Ass click, boy, best you've seen. Bitch. Go so hard, rockin' on the mic, I make the whole motherfucking crowd wet their jeans.
Ow.
So respect my scheme, yeah. Make the haters hate, make the sexy scream. Blow sticks in hands, you shit your pants when you close your eyes and adjust your beams.
Yeah.
Never cross my green, king of the birds, just a restless fiend. Say my name, you gon' get some love. Look in the eyes, I gotta flush this gleam. Shot some steers and I'm blessed to swing.
Yeah.
Detroit boys, we wreck the scene.
Yeah.
They call me Ajax, my breath is stinking. My beats are dirty, but the rest is clean, bitch.
Uh-huh. Body bag, I'ma hit him with it like a boxing match. Tell me that the buddy, why you got so mad? You're killing it for rhythm, we don't want your trash. Gruesome, that's who I am. What's up with those tracks you buying? They whack as hell, but those rappers fail. Well, I'm back from hell and I'm crack supplying. Johnny Dark, flow it sober when I want your heart. Full composure when I drop your part. Mold is sober, now I call that art. Snorting cocaine, overdosing, you'll get it soon. Bet you're doomed at the next full moon in the dead zone. I'ma make your head go boom like endo, blow like an exit wound.
They think they call me somewhere. I'm the tombstone on your children's graves. It's lyrical stuff, rough enough to be what every one of our followers craves. You're loving the sickness and witness this murder and group suicides taking place. I'm hitting them hard like a brick to the back of their head or a bat to their face. So fuck them all if they with us, then they don't exist. We're about to blow up like a backpack of a terrorist. I got me a list of some names everyone does it for an obituary page. No exit wounds when I blow their heads off with my son of gauge.
Picture me hefty with a knife in my hand. What's up, y'all? Hey, how you doing? One cut, two cut, three cuts in your guts and you blow.
blood in the hands of the spewing. With the brave one, I'm painfully taking. Pretty God, but he ain't gonna save ya. I'm proud to be an oddity. And I come from the bottom of the gutter. Kill beef like moving, she stutter. I'm hard, you butter. Put your mouth to the 45 mag, don't stutter. People holding your back with the size of a hook. Get smoked like a dub set. My blue, my high, with your bullshit, bitch. I'm trying to get my buzz back. Douche.
Jason Porter, I only rap to buy drugs. So I hit the club with mixtapes when my stash is dried up. Staring at you with the Waffle House in the middle of the night trying to cop an ounce. Drop it now with a pop of sound and get the fuck out. I got enough rocks for now. The doctors got me in a bag of molds. My golf bits are bigger than Axl Rose. Pissed off with the way that I handle hoes. Pull it up with a Glock and a pair of bows. On a magic carpet with a hair of my hose. Got a roll coked up and don't wear any clothes. You blow now like a pipe bomb. Your pussy got more room than an iPod.
Underground's finest. Now tell me what's next to prove. Put your neck in two. Leave your land with a bunch of exit wounds. Team R2, 5-star general blaze. I'm calling shots. Y'all are not looking kind of funny. Running from my falling hots. Falling or not. Still dumping shells on the side of my back truck. You fat fucks taking while I'm collecting fat bucks. Ask around, bet you find out that nothing's fake. I'll show up at your church and rob the fucking collection plate.
Fuck everybody,
fuck
yeah, I'm fucking pissed,
yeah.
Pedophile niggas,
uh-huh.
Stay fucking king,
yeah.
Penn State shit,
uh-huh.
You won't fucking live,
nah.
What track you ever crushed,
uh-huh.
I heard your fucking diss, treat you like a bitch, blow you a fucking kiss,
nah.
9 milli with good aim, I won't fucking miss.
Let's go.
It's Darko, NSD is the click.
Sutter
Kane is the boss. My rivals can suck a dick, motherfucker.
Ripping babies, castrating some old ladies. Illuminati want my body, I am fucking crazy. Put a bullet in your head and make your brain splatter. Grab a fork and a spoon and eat your brain matter. Fuck your bitch in her ass until she starts to shit. Take my dick out her ass to make her suck this shit. And when she vomit, I'ma shove it down her throat. Take a hit of DMC in her nose full of coke. Yeah.
As you feel the fire, the body's above me. Can we do it a little bit softly?
Line girls need a lot more room. Don't worry, they will not breathe.
Proceed to breathe from my undead seedery. Supercharged when I need to be.
Feeling like the team spirit of a sad Norwegian queen. There's a difference between you and a queen. Even you would know where to run to.
One robotic, subsonic, composed and honest, methodic, erotic.
So demonic, I'll be the cannibal analyst, ever the animatronic. And I'm sitting on your coffin while I'm drinking gin and tonic.
And I'm higher than the mountain that I haunted.
It's that West Coast Cali killer, my nigga, pull your knives out. And if you're coming to my city, we gon' find out. We gon' blow your mind out. Split on but my nuts swole. Knock in your bitch, tuck your shit, and take your bankroll. I know you heard the stories, ho. They say I'm getting gory, bro. Kicking in the dough, sit my cat in like a glory hole. Every time you see me, now the body is found. Motherfuck all you hoes to get my dough.
Prince of the Underground.
Do.
passion for tonight. Turn up as much as we can. Let go and hit the floor and dance.
Flow spits, cause we represent the Kansas City motion. Double doses, tech calicosis, but ran into a duo that's ferocious. Some of the best to kill you, no rescue. They say that you gotta spit hot 16s before you step through. And they say everybody, nigga even tech dude. Now we gotta explain our journey to the tech crew. I'm on a pilgrimage to the Rhyme Mecca, because I'm Tekka. And it's mine to lift ya down at the bottom because nine's better. And if swine's ever find the quest to try and test the cleverness thing in a mess binder, yes, I'm seven decay, I'm a defined pressure. I'm a critic four, critic roars, I'm not a critic whore. Hit ignore, I got a critic core. Did this war, you're not a win it pours. Wanna play A, every net A, set A, for the wet A, that is front A, set A. You got the pet A, that's that A, you're that A. Bumblebee tuna, don't be smelling like it if you're under me. Rumors will begin to batch up from hungry punas. Hoping with some praying when you're gonna be sooner. When I'm dead, I'ma get up in the head of the nigga that set it up, picking a letter, then I wet him up like a predator. I'ma dead, I'ma let a plus skip the pizza, ain't no humble, we Luna. Moon stricken, redneck singing, who them coons ripping, boom. Pick up my, take him off to my land in my van, a lot of room, get in and in. Wanna catch my flow, tryna wake up your style, but you fucked up like, uh-oh, I'ma make up for it now. It's unfair to be such a motherfucking rarity. Beware that we tear many squares if he dares to be a parody of this clarity. We bear that we share, swear we need therapy. Prepare to see near any spare, caring is barely there. It's unfair to be such a motherfucking rarity. Beware that we tear many squares if he dares to be a parody of this clarity. We bear that we share, swear we need therapy. Prepare to see near any spare, caring is barely there. It's unfair.
Christopher, egotistical, narcissistic, witch up.
If they sit on the phone, then we tell them to get up and move and make us some room.
I've heard of these guys, murderous when it comes to scripture. Ubiquitous and God amongst, they got to us, we got to them, so we meet right in the middle. Chew the fat and fry it up a little. When it's unfair, we got their hands in the air, and you can't even get a show. No one cares, it's your freestyle so rare, and don't nobody care, nobody knows. And it's easy for them physical favors, why y'all just spend all your paper? Breeze, he's bent over the table, tattoos and bowls on my label. Trapping and trafficking rhymes, punch off as Africanized. We what is happening to your wife while you're at 9 to 5. So might as well stop rapping, cause it's not happening if I stop laughing. Cause it's the hard to impress, it's just blatant disregard. The four horsemen, of course, we're forced to be coarse when you're talking taller when y'all getting the short
end. It's unfair to be such a motherfucking rarity. Beware that we tear many squares if he dares to be a parody of this clarity. We bear that we share, swear we need therapy. Prepare to see near any spare, caring is barely there. It's unfair to be such a motherfucking rarity. Beware that we tear many squares if he dares to be a parody of this clarity. We bear that we share, swear we need therapy. Prepare to see near any spare, caring is barely there. It's unfair
to me, nothing is what it appears.
to be. Killing off any and everything coming and setting it's something that's dear to me. If and you feeling the fear, then flee. 5-4, feet, foam, what the fuck up? I'm retarded, with a clover, I guess you would call it dumb luck. Well, I'm rapping, out of habit, I'm adamant, getting Adam. But I would rather hit a madam with a magnum and spit her Adam. Try to fathom the famine that won't diminish the anger. Got a place set at the table, we eating spinach with strangers. Sipping caribou loose, feeling the sickest shit ever by telling, but who would've knew? I'm one of the two in the crew, with a knife in my pocket and one in my shoes. Surrounded by haters, so what I'ma do? Thinking I gotta devise a game plan, get a ticket to kick it with Chris and Nina, so I'm guessing I'm headed to Strangeland. And my main man would've told me to murk him, doing this in indeed. I'ma catch a couple more, then I'm forming a human centipede. Pause. Where to think, hating, look it, they got it this. Who the fuck is fucking with? Tech, Cali, you be in God of this.
Unfair to be such a motherfucking rarity. Beware that we tear many squares if he dares to be a parody of this clarity. We bear that we share, swear we need therapy. Prepare to see near any spare, caring it sparingly. There is unfair to be such a motherfucking rarity. Beware that we tear many squares if he dares to be a parody of this clarity. Swear we need therapy. Prepare to see near any spare. Caring is barely there.
It's unfair to be doing motherfucking charity. You can pay a fucking fare for me. You really, there ain't nothing there for me. Move carefully, I swear to be. Fly as a parakeet, high as a Cherokee. Am a rhyme, I spoke like Jeremy. Feel my fire, my smoke, my kerosene. We don't want no drama. We don't want no trouble. We can keep it peaceful if y'all can keep it humble. I really don't know what he come for, but his name is the same as a gun, yo. Strangeland is a place that I've seen in a dream since I was running around in my Umbro. And you heard it direct from my mouthpiece. Tech scouted me out, then found me. Turned out we the perfect strangers, Larry Appleton and Balky. I was out east when the text came in, with text staying in, what it's about to be. Before you fuck me on the dough, know that everybody around here looking out for me. Now that we got that in the air, I can feel the change in the atmosphere. My crew been living in limbo, but apparently all this rapping has trapped us here. And after years, they hearing we lost inside the dream. Not necessarily, I won't let this rap thing carry me. I'ma let these bat wings carry me.
From Southwest Detroit, deep within Zug Island's industrial waste depositories, it's Shaggy Dan!
Hey! How you doing out there? I'm Jeff, I see you. All right!
What up, y'all? Welcome to the show. I'm Shaggy, like you don't fucking know. This is my sidekick, Fat Pat. He goes, ah, and all of that.
That's right.
Anyhow, on my way here, I almost died. This bitch in front of me was like 105. They worry about drunks and late night truckers. All that bitches try to kill motherfuckers. This lady's got a left blinker on for an hour or more.
Yeah.
Then she makes a right into my side door. This comedy shit's getting old.
The game is to be sold, not to be told. Yeah.
You can feel the excitement, right?
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg is with us tonight. That's what I'm saying. On this Shaggy show, shit, we ain't playing.
Hell no.
And that ain't it.
What?
Also on the show,
who?
Another motherfucker that, well, some of you know. You see him with me a lot. He's like a brother. Finally, Jay's in this motherfucker.
I like that kid, Violent J.
Hey, Maya.
What's up?
How you doing today?
That's great, Shaggy.
Well, that's great. Now let's give a hand to Mikey Clark and the Gangsta Fun Band.
Do your homies have money? Are you broke?
Yeah.
Do bitches look at you like some kind of joke?
Straight up.
There's nothing you can do except get your PhD.
Player Haters degree?
That's right.
Oh, hell yeah.
Player Haters Academy, located on Well Farm in Detroit, offers the finest in player Haitian tactics.
Yeah, that's right.
Such as the bitch hater.
Hey, man, fuck that fine ass bitch.
Or the look shooker.
Yo, bitch, I might be ugly, at least I ain't got no money.
Or the never-ending shooting star.
Just because he got a car, he want to be driving that bitch.
Get your PhD and join a nation of player Haitians.
Word up.
Okay, my first guess, he's nutty as hell.
hell. He just served a half a year in the county jail.
Uh-huh.
Now he's back, but now it leaves.
Hey, Molly J's in this bitch ass seat.
What up, y'all? What's happening? It's been 6 months and my dick ain't having it. If I don't hurry up and give me some ass, I might bust this nut on your TV glass. Anyway, I'm working on my brand new shit, a brand new group with my homie Twisted. It's called Dark Lotus. Should I play some for y'all? Hell no.
Now I've been hearing a little of this and that about you having some kind of a panic attack. Tell us, is it true? And when you have one, what the fuck do you do?
Well, I'll be sitting there enjoying a coffee, and then all of a sudden I'm like, get off me! And I start choking out pedestrians until they give me my shot of Califalestrian. But that's all over now, it's old hat. I'm a perfectly normal necrophiliac. Just don't test me or pull strings, forget it. I might grab your neck and do bad things with it.
Well, I'm that no, thank you, Jay.
Sure.
For real. What's up with popping one of those fallopian pills? Yeah, backstage now and relax.
I'm straight.
Snoop Dogg is coming up next. Stay right here. We'll be right back.
I like my chili hot. As a matter of fact, I like my chili so goddamn hot that you can cook a hog's ass in a spoonful. When a working man such as myself wants a little hot fixin', I'll reach for that bottle of mama's goddamn hot chili. Smooth, tender chunks with chili beans filled with mama's hot bastard bacon bits and drizzled with just the right amount of thick, savory sauce, dripping with noodle nuggets and Texas tough onions. Mm-mm, that's hot. Goddamn hot. Ask for it by name.
Yo, we're back. My next guest pioneered a sound in rap. He's come a long way from the LBC.
Please welcome Snoop D-O-double-G.
Look up in the sky, it's the bird, it's the plane. It's the big dog, y'all fucking with the insane plan. Get down, nigga, I represent the town. Hey, yo, Bob and Jay, let's go half on this pound. I stay gangster like Vaughn. I dropped the bomb, they call me Snoop Dogg, and I can raise your arm. So any MC that disagree with me, step up and watch your motherfucking ass meet defeat.
Snoop, what? Now you got platinum on your walls. All the fools staring, scratch the balls.
What?
They wanna be like you, they wanna try to see your flow now.
What up?
Yo, why is that so?
It's like everywhere I look and everywhere I go, some bitch ass nigga tryna steal my flow, but I don't pay him no attention. Oh, should I mention what? I'm all about the money and riding in cars with suspension bouncing. Laying up corner smoking dope, what? Smoking that weed, hanging out with my loafs and folks. Don't what give a fuck about nothing at all. That's why I'm known to the world as big motherfucking Snoop Dogg. Nigga.
Snoop Dogg, everybody! Now we gotta bring our clothes to the party.
Already, huh?
Thanks, Violent J.
Sure.
Hello. And thank you, Snoop, for that bag of smoke.
Get out.
Join us next time for the show. We'll have that one bitch from Lettuce to Cleo.
Great.
That's it for now. I'm out this bitch.
Hey, yo, gangsta fun. Show them how you got rich.
Jump steady, a shocker, rockin' the blue blockers, a Bruce Lee one-inch punch heart stopper. You mess with my own, I'll turn you to stone, give you busy tone, foaming Undertaker's phone. That's full circle, threefold justice, motherfucker, beat you silly like a tar-tapping trucker.
Like a tar-tapping trucker.
I'm serious, though, it's funny, so we motherfuckin' tell a friend. Got a clock above, tighter than a drill team sergeant. Never been a bitch, always blast to get respected. The target is ejected with the venom for my weapon. The deadliest is these when I strike you in the jaw. Ain't no time to tell your mama that you love her anymore. Ain't no calling on your homies, ain't no calling on the Lord. Somebody should've told you about fucking with a cord.
It's Bonnie Jane, y'all, and I'm out of control. Steady sniping off the California Highway Patrol. Rocking a chemical imbalance in a stolen school bus full of screaming little kids. We doing 90 plus, running cops off edges. Rat-a-tat-tat, I'm busting shit.
shots swerving and throwing kids at him. Jump steady in a chopper and away we get. Watching everybody else falling over the cliff. Falling over the cliff.
Baller. I'm in love with your mama, but your daddy be player hating, so I don't call her. I'ma go see my ninja level 4. Cobra Storm Shadow, and you know we slicing at your toe. Mr. Bones, Mad Rock, who you tripping on? My appetite is planetary when I'm screaming unicorn. Show me who we bombing on, show me who we smoking with. Handle like some lunatic to get into some killer shit.
S-H-A-double-G-5. Why? Cause I run with a hat kick, guy. Let me go ahead and check my watch.
For what?
So I can see how much time you got. Before the hatchet that I run with swing down and splits your face.
Shit,
I understand why everybody wants to be down with me.
Why?
I'm rolling with chumpsticks.
I'm rolling with chumpsticks.
Psychopathic, we crazy than a motherfucker. ABK in this bitch undercover. No bags, no cups, no jail. I just beat you in the head with my 40 into your tail. Detroit, had your family on the scene. Juggalo deputies, bitch, you know what I mean. Taking over the world with no means to quit. With some underground hatchet swinging illusional shit.
What? Next time it's in the best, make it hit.
Just get planted on your neighbor's front lawn. We some grave diggers with the shovels and boots. We on some wicked shit, hiding in hovels and under stoops. I'm on a whole different level. Leave you in the devil in the dust with a sign saying heaven to bust. I'm not your priest or your reverend, but I've been known to bless a mic that'll make you swear to God that I was heaven. Swear to God that I was heaven.
For a locust, I'm a 100-ton death from above. To O.J. Simpson, I'm a fingerless glove. For a pilot, I'm a Ganny with a beard and a trench coat. Killing first class, steady sipping on a coke. To a paranoid cop, I'm a game of Morton's Bliss. For a crab, I'm an elusive and deadly cuttlefish. At your birthday, I'm Jeff Dahmer baking a cake. As you ponder why your best friend is 3 hours late.
I take a chill like I hit it in my back.
Where's that?
I'm the type on the roof, busting shots on my cat.
What?
It's under scattered with bullets and flying through the air. Cause I leap off the roof 30 feet without a care. Just a break on my leg, you shit. Get up and beat a motherfucking pig with it. Cause cops say shit, they get your motherfucking throat cut. Wrap the bloody sheet,
right?
It's all up in my trunk.
What?
It's all up in my trunk.
What?
Brother nerds sipping gasoline slurpees. Rocking a rare breed of Sudanese herpes. Raised in the jungle, communicate with snakes. I'll squeeze your throat piece off till it breaks. Like a boa constrictor, a pressure inflictor. Lotus pod pro tools with a pitch shifter. We'll always be underground, not just at first. I ain't trying to play myself the fuck out like Fred Durst.
Kids stay big and fluffy like marshmallows. And stomp hoes in your fucking Marys like the good fellas. Not in it for the cheddar, or in it for the hoes. But I love the juggalettes like Peach Fago. Newport's in a blunt of fun. And a half a cup of syrup when I'm trying to get drunk. Nightclub in my trunk with my disco balls. And my hatchet in the air screaming, fuck y'all.
I'm the urban legend in your backseat with the hook to your head when you're rolling out a straight shot. Most people, they look at me and run like they up in the club and I pull out a gun. You know you're bad, that's me under it. Pull the covers over your head, I'ma smother it. Then it's back off into the moonlit sky.
Blow your hat, get high! Blow your hat, get
what you know, you're alone, gonna do. We know you see it's a gang, the painted faces coming through.
Ow.
You're gonna run, you're gonna hide. You're gonna try and tell you that you won just to stay alive. It don't work, bitch, don't even try to pull the holes in your chest from the gun that I fire.
Yeah.
Come correct it, don't come at all. It'd be a shame to see a bunch of motherfuckers fall.
Bunch of motherfuckers fall.
Yeah.
will shred. What will fear? It's a whisk in my head. Favorite time of year. Parties in my basement, cash gets in my garage. People think I'm joking, but it's no mirage. That's why I'm twisted, that's why I rock the dead. Smell and bomb and blow, turn me on. Name me someone you should dread. Gonna cut your ass open, tickle your guts with my tongue. Think that's fucking crazy, bitch, I only just begun. Got me in a dark place, let's face it, I'm glad. I'll burn you all with oils and you get fucking scared. Gonna wish I was a ghost, gonna wish I was a ghoul. Go to every fucking school and blow up the preschool. Why am I so cruel? Bitch, that's rhetorical. I ain't got a soul, I make this day historical. Bodies, blood, and dust should be scattered everywhere. I'm the Antichrist, more hated than Obamacare. Halloween brings out the side of me you wish you never knew. Use your meat for beef stew. Your blood is my shampoo. Gotta eat, gotta shower. Trick or treat, I got the power. Not complete till I devour. At your feet, I leave a flower. I'm popping champagne for everybody I obtain. You can call me insane, but I see no evil coming. To me it's natural, nothing beautiful with death. Love to masturbate to a hot date, taking her last breath of mine. Oh, she's scariest thing I've ever seen. I might kill your family, but hey, happy Halloween. Here we go, torturing souls, nice and slow. Welcome to my people, in my mind, I see no degree. Here we come, here we go, it's Halloween. Blood will splatter, blood will sear. It's a voice in my head, favorite time of year.
It's a time to seize and release my inner beast. Let my demons out, they need to go and feast. When the night falls, the chance no one's safe. It's just not the same unless you wear somebody's face. Today I can now walk with all the normal folk. You batter me on you, but Halloween is no joke. You can't see the monster that lays behind my eyes. All the slaughter excites me with all the screams and cries. This is the ending, you're gonna feel my rage. Your ass is gone in 60 seconds, no Nicolas Cage. In a victory, it's raining blood like the evil dead. You thought God was gonna help you, but you were misled. I masturbate the murder scenes and autopsy photos. I'm a sick bastard, I love bloody pornos. I love gothic bitches that are in the blood and guts. I really do adore those filthy little sluts. Laying in a cemetery at a grave site. Fucking dead bitches eating candy in the moonlight. Like Shawn Michaels, we're the showstopper. Dismantling people badly, it's a slobber knocker. Through these eyes I just don't be seeing no evil. This time of year, I always lose control. You're out trick or treating and your kids disappear. No, we're not the Wyatts, but remember where.
much blame them for everything I never had. Far back as I remember, I was always mad and constantly in trouble. I was always bad. Used to whip my ass for stealing and skipping class. Just basically fucking up. They said I was nothing but a fuck up. You fucking just wait and see. I can't wait to make them eat that shit they talk about me. I'ma make Granny proud of me. Be someone that I can be. Proud of me. They ain't finna make no ass out of me. How did we overcome such obstacles and setbacks? They told me I was average, but I just couldn't accept that. Let that be the words carved in my headstone. P.S. You hate motherfuckers, but damn wrong. Talking to my motherfucking mama through glass, the look in her eye. Boy, I'm so sick of your ass. You're never gonna change. You're just like your dad. Damn. A look in her face, they told me I was a mistake. She wished she had never made. Goes from back in the day, came from the grave with a message she didn't wanna hear. Remember that trip to hell? Here's your little souvenir. Don't drink no beer over there. I blow that killer smoke. I hit that volume button and let them gorillas go. $1 million merely speaking over drum beat. Yes, she did. Been telling you since I was a kid. And you responded, get on with that bullshit.
Oh, you motherfucker, day one. I was gonna do it. I was gonna do it.
My motherfucking pawpaw. My grandma fed me catfish, coleslaw. I hit the weed, then pass it to my road dog. I grip the steering wheel, I mash the gas pedal. Bitch, I'ma be here when the motherfucking dust settle. Probably been better off if I had just let go. I wonder where I'd be in life if I had just said no. But life's too short for me to ponder questions that I'll never answer. But why am I still smoking after all I lost from cancer? At this point in life, all my worries are financial, and any losses that I have to take will be substantial. I'm not stopping cause it's not an option. Get it straight, I'm not sweeping and not mopping a motherfucking thing. You get that, boss, and all that real job talk, just piss that off and say,
told you motherfuckers day one, I was gonna do it, I was gonna do it.
316 with two slammies. Yeah, man, you know, I never knew fucking So apparently, did you know Tommy Lee and Drew Barrymore were up for fucking Slammy Awards back in 97?
Slammies existed in 97.
Man, the Slammies have been around since fucking 1986.
Not called bullshit.
Ah, man, they started doing them, first edition of the Slammy Awards took place in December of 86.
Yeah, well, WWE, man, must have faded that all out then. That shit didn't come out until, like, maybe late 90s, 2000s and shit.
Yeah. It looks like Roddy Piper was one of the first ones to people to actually win a Slammy. Stone Cold in the Ezra and Stokely was going to get involved in this match. He's going to stun fucking Owen Hart. So how's the playoffs going there, man?
I don't know. The last I saw the Penguin game tonight, they were losing 4-1 or something. I don't know if they won or not. Probably not.
And who are they wrestling?
Who are they? What?
I don't know why they said who are they wrestling for. Who are they facing?
New York Rangers.
That makes sense. Rangers suck.
Well, you would think that, but the Penguins are even worse, but yet, you know, people still want to see them win, though.
Yeah, right?
I mean, they caught a break because the first round, Detroit got eliminated, and Philadelphia got eliminated.
Damn.
So, two teams that would have gave them shit, man, you know, were eliminated in the first round, so they caught a break both times round. They got the Rangers. You thought it would be easy. You thought it would be over today. Well, no, probably not.
Yeah, no. But yeah, man, like I was saying, Tommy Lee and Drew Barrymore were nominees for the fucking Slammies.
Man, I don't even care. What the fuck?
Well, no, man, but it's funny. No, but it's funny, you know, for the category that they had. Best tattoo.
And what tattoo does Drew Barrymore have?
I didn't even know she had a fucking tattoo. But it's all good because they both lost.
What's your tattoo, though?
I don't know.
They didn't even tell you?
It doesn't even say what the fuck it was.
Well, then it doesn't make any sense.
No. I don't even know why the fuck she was nominated in the first place.
Apparently she has a tattoo.
Yeah, and armpit hair.
What?
I said, yeah, and armpit hair.
Okay, then.
Okay, so apparently she does have tattoos. She's got a fucking stupid-looking butterfly, a stupid-looking cross, and a stupid-looking tattoo that says, breathe.
Just in case you forget.
Oh, I'm sure she'll forget soon or later. And she's also got a tattoo of Marilyn Monroe.
And where are these tattoos at?
On her stomach, apparently. On her leg. Looks like one's on her, I want to say arm.
Well, how did we not see that one?
I don't know. But yeah, so apparently she was nominated for these damn fucking, for those damn things, but either way, her and Tommy Lee, Shawn Michaels, and Crush, they all lost. They were beat up by The Undertaker.
Well, yeah, because Tommy Lee has no reason to be there. Neither does any of the rest of them.
Yeah, they had a shitload of stupid ass fucking categories, like best bow tie. Which explains why Owen Hart had two fucking slammies.
Howard Finkel won.
No. No one won because Owen Hart stole the fucking slammy that was supposed to be presented to a winner. Yeah, I'll be honest. Like, I never knew that they had slammies until I was watching In Your House, Bad Blood. I never knew either until tonight. I gotta say, man, that fucking crash that casket did was actually pretty dope.
Well, where'd he go?
He went to bed early. He left at about 11:30.
Really?
He called in.
He was all hyped up about that song and only stayed for half an hour.
And he didn't even stay that long. He called in like 11:15, 11:20. We played a track, we talked a little bit, then he went to bed. Yeah, all that hype for that fucking track, and that's all he wanted was just for us to play the track.
Did any of his people show up?
No. So, I mean, we had two guests. I don't know if the guests were more his people or not. But, yeah. But yeah, man, like I was telling you on Facebook, I hit up James to set up an interview with Twisted. If that don't go down, I hit up Lil White for an interview for the 18th, and I also sent a message trying to set up an interview with DMX. Damn it, Ben.
And how did you hit up DMX?
Facebook.
Is it actually him?
Yeah, it's actually him. Earl Simmons. His personal page. Yeah, like I said, definitely him though, man. So
if I get
back for an interview with him, that'd be some badass shit right there.
Yeah, there'd be more truth behind that than years ago this chick saying that her dad knew DMX.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, DMX is supposed to come over to my house.
That's like that fucking dude up in all Juggalos chat. Yo, Shaggy's my cousin. He's coming over right now. Yeah, okay.
Is that dude still saying that?
Yeah, he probably is. I just don't pay attention. Can somebody please stab Vince McMahon? We'll just blow him up again.
Yeah, tell Vince to quit letting his writers write for TNA.
Man. If that's happening, we also need to tell Vince. to stop having fucking rematches.
That too. We didn't see. We didn't need to see Roman Reigns versus Mark Henry again.
We didn't need to see John Cena and the fucking Usos versus the Wyatts again.
That happened before?
I think so. If not him, it was Usos and fucking Daniel Bryan versus the Wyatts. Either way,
yeah,
we've seen the Usos.
It was that one.
Either way, we've seen the Usos versus the Wyatts way too many times.
Well, we had to see Fandango and Layla versus Emma and Santino again.
Yeah, for the fucking 10th time.
Saw Batista beat the hell out of Seth Rollins.
Man, he just killed him. He didn't fucking beat Jim, he just killed him.
Yeah, they should push that guy instead of Roman Reigns.
Yeah, right. But no, they want Roman Reigns to be pushed. A man with no fucking skills.
He's a big guy. He'll do well. That's not a good enough reason.
Yeah, I mean, come on, fucking Mark Henry's a big guy, and he hasn't been doing that well.
Mark Henry is the world's strongest man. Also, the world's biggest loser.
Exactly, man. I mean, come on, look at Big Show. Big Show is the fucking world's largest athlete. And yet, the world's largest loser as well.
Hey, you could bend frying pans and pull cars, but you're going to lose to Roman Reigns.
Hey, look, it's aces and eights in the WWE.
What?
I said, hey, look, it's aces and eights in the WWE. A.K.A. the D.O.A.
Oh, yeah? But there was only, what, like two of them?
But the D.O.A. now is like four of them.
I only remember two of them.
Yeah, it was Crush, Chain, 8-Ball, and Skull.
Say Crush? Who the hell is that Crush dude?
Brian Adams.
That doesn't help either. I always saw pictures of that dude and shit and all that. I had no
idea
who he
was.
Still have no idea who he is.
Like I said, he's dead, so it don't matter. He died in 2007.
I actually have the DOA action figures.
Yeah, but I mean, it's funny because, you know, when I saw fucking Aces and Eights, I could have sworn I'd seen that shit before. The cuts and everything. Now I remember why. DOA.
Yeah, but see, that was good. Aces
exactly.
And Eights, not so much.
Oh, yeah. Ew.
But
this is going to show that TNA completely bit off the WWE, even way back then, from 97.
But now, Nux got something good going on, though.
Yeah. Rebel.
Yeah, man, that girl got the fattest fucking ass. So.
Hell yeah, man.
Who the hell is that girl?
Apparently his girlfriend.
Was she in TNA for a while?
This is her first time being in TNA.
I just thought she was there just doing something else.
Nah, man. I mean, apparently, you know, for the the whole time she was actually I don't even know doing what the fuck to call her. I think apparently she's his girlfriend and something like that. And it's from his fucking, like, from his hometown.
Yeah, I don't know, but that gimmick's pretty good, though, that he got going on, the whole carnival thing.
Hell yeah, man. That's real. That dude, the freak, looks like the fucking lost member of fucking Slipknot.
Oh, yeah. Who's that guy gonna be?
I don't even know.
And what the hell was that, man? I bet Kazarian really liked that he was going to lose to Mike Knox.
Oh, bud.
He's like, sure, I'll go out there while this debuts and lose.
Wow. Holy shit. They actually brought his dumb ass back. Oh, Lord. Well, at least now we know who the freak is.
That's what I'm saying. Who is it going to be?
Rob Terry.
Rob Terry? Nah, man, that dude was bigger.
Oh, Tim.
Doesn't,
right
look
here.
Big, doesn't look big enough to beat him.
Rob Terry is a Welsh professional wrestler and bodybuilder. He is currently signed to TNA under the nickname The Freak. He is a member of the Merengue.
Yeah, I really don't think that's how you pronounce it.
I don't know how to fucking pronounce that shit. Merengue. Menageri. Manazla, something French. That's all we know, it's something French. Yeah, it's definitely him.
Well, how about that? I knew it was going to be somebody.
Who the fuck's the other dude?
I don't know. Some dude playing a clown?
Crazy Steve. Man, isn't that something from fucking, Drake and Josh?
Yeah. That's literally his name.
I gotta figure out Rebel.
I don't care, man. That girl's fine, though.
Yeah, I agree.
Because I turned on TNA and I saw them coming out. I was like, damn, who is this?
Yeah, they should have her beat fucking like Angelina Love for the fucking title.
But every time I'm not watching it at all and shit, Velvet Sky comes out and gets naked. I always miss it.
Hey, ain't that the truth?
Why does she come out and get naked all of a sudden?
I don't know. Don't care. I just enjoy her getting naked. Great. Victoria's gone stupid.
Which one?
You're Victoria, the one from PA, when I never visited you.
Well, she's always been stupid, but why is she stupid now?
She's a fan of the Joker.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened.
I don't know either. But, yeah, man, I'm seeing here... 8 minutes ago, she shared the Joker's photo.
And what photo is that?
Some fucking toilet. chick at the toilet and say, says, your mama's so fat.
The toilet representing his career.
I believe it. How the fuck does she even know about fucking the Joker?
I don't fucking know. I think her ex-boyfriend used to listen to that guy.
Oh, she's got bad taste in men and bad taste in music.
Well, I have no idea. All I know is that she listens to pretty much anything.
That's never a good thing.
Although she's a big fan of Eminem, so that's one plus.
Yeah, that's a plus, definitely. Definitely we can brainwash her and get her to fucking stop listening to the Joker.
I mean, she probably don't even listen to the Joker.
God, I hope not.
Like, you said she shared his photo. Well, I shared Waka Flocka's photo, but I don't like him on Facebook.
Oh, joy. She's also a fan of fucking Hobson. And Pitbull.
Come on, is anybody really a fan of Pitbull?
And she even has ICP in her likes. Like, how the fuck? Yeah, you're right. She definitely likes that, everything, but apparently she's more of a fan of fucking Nicki Minaj than anything else. And Giddle G, apparently.
Yeah, she also has a reverb page with some of my songs on it.
Why the fuck does she even have a reverb? She's not an artist.
She was sharing my music, and she was sharing her ex-boyfriend's music.
Her ex-boyfriend has music?
Well, if you want to call it that.
And Tasha Lynn's son has more talent than probably has more talent than that motherfucker.
Okay, then.
And he actually, and I don't know how old her son is, but yeah, kids definitely got talent though.
Flag that's gonna be waving tonight is the Canadian flag and the British Bulldog and the
Let's see here. This is Nikki V with the kid of hip hop, Tasha's son, Jump.
Oh, that's her son.
Yeah.
Oh. I just thought it was somebody she was trying to make me like.
Who's ready with Jump? Can you show you just now which one I'm away for? Out in my way for back. The TV got the illest flag. Where my homies at? Where my homies at? Put your hands up now, who's coming back? Where my homies at? Where my homies at? Put your hands up, let me rock this track. Now jump, 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 now jump, 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 now jump, 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 jump. Always said to knock you out, so I picked up the mic and I started to fuck. And now you all know
we're back. So what you think, man?
Excuse me, sir, but those lyrics are stolen.
Oh, man.
Cypress Hill and Eminem.
Yeah, I remember those.
What the hell was that? Why was he just rapping those verses all together?
I don't know.
Was it just him just randomly rapping?
Yeah, I think so.
But yeah.
Oh, it's time. It's Vader time.
Yeah, it's not that bad, man.
Here comes Kurt Angle.
Yeah. Now he's losing to EC3.
Man, did you know that Kurt Angle was a fucking luchador?
Do you know Kurt Angle sucks?
Oh, yes. I mean, at least I think that might be Kurt Angle.
Did you know that Kurt Angle used to be on Fox News?
Why? The fuck was he there?
He was the angle on sports. Yeah.
Here goes Vader. Although I don't really see him climbing the fucking pole. He might he'd probably eat the pole, but I don't see him climbing it. Do you?
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Vader versus Bret Hart. And the Patriot versus British Bulldog in a flag match. And the ways to win. Yeah, flag match.
Sounds fucking stupid.
Yeah, the ways to win are either pinfall, submission, or catching your, you know, or getting your own flag, team's flag. And I don't see Vader fucking climbing a fucking pole.
Well, that's why the other stipulations were added, didn't you?
Yeah, probably. Like I said, he'd probably end up eating the pole, but not climbing that bullshit. It's just funny how half the referee just that you see from like fucking 97 or something like that are still in the WWE. Damn it, somebody fucking stab Vince, that way we don't have to hear him on commentary. Just like you can't stand seeing Michael Cole back in 97. Dude looked like a fucking toothpick.
Yeah, now he's fat.
Yeah, right? Now he actually gets paid, so he has money for food. I want to know why Kurt Angle has the, you know, had fucking the Patriots fucking theme. When he came into the WWE. That makes absolutely no sense to me. Or have you never noticed that?
No, don't remember that.
Yeah, man, the Patriot had the fucking theme, well, that stupid metal theme that Kurt Angle now has. Oh, this is a very boring match. And it just seems dead up on here, so why don't we just end it and come back tomorrow night?